I think that that is agreeable for the room. So go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And actually, with apologies to some of the countries, I will do it all in English. So maybe it's there is a broader commonality there. Let me start with Guatemala to say that thank you for the statement. Of course, our work in Guatemala will continue, especially in areas that you have mentioned, the strengthening of the institutional strengthening of the institutions, especially dealing with human mobility, and attention to those that are more vulnerable. And I've seen the work done there during the visit that was mentioned last December. We do all this in the context of MIRPS. We've mentioned MIRPS many times, and I'm very much in agreement with the delegation that we need to work to expand the members of the support platform to gain more international support for the MIRPS initiative, which seems to be valued by states in the region. Let me move to Kyrgyzstan and note, of course, with great concern, the report of the delegation about tensions and conflict at the border with Tajikistan. We have been following with great concern the evolution of the situation and especially the rapid growth of the number of internally displaced people. We understand that the situation has calmed down to an extent from the peak and that some IDPs have returned. In any case, we have scaled up our capacity on the Kyrgyz side to help, as was mentioned, with those that need humanitarian assistance. I want to just take this opportunity to also thank Kyrgyzstan for its valuable work on statelessness, which is well known. Senegal, thank you for having, merci d'avoir dit qu'il faut redonner sens au multilatéralisme. Thank you for saying that we have to give back meaning to multilateralism. And thank you also for having shared with us information about what Senegal is doing to include and integrate in a more modern and efficient way people that are refugees on its territory. And of course, thanks for hosting our regional office for West and Central Africa. Egypt, it was an interesting statement describing your approach to receiving people in very large numbers. Of course, your geographical position, your historical role, your tradition of receiving people have all played an important part in this. And it's important that you spoke about this joint platform because this could be a very interesting forum to discuss, is an interesting forum to discuss relationship between refugees and migration. One of the key themes, I think, of our contemporary world. Of course, Egypt, you will be hosting COP27. Thank you for stressing that you will highlight, as the host country, the important link between climate emergency and displacement. Tunisia, I very much agree with the analysis that was put forward and the necessity that we have mentioned many times for more resources and for more responsibility sharing. And I am very much in agreement with the point that you made, of course, from your position to provide more support to countries of transit. Montenegro and Latvia, both countries hosting large number of Ukrainian refugees. I was quite struck by the high number in both, and both are not very big countries. Montenegro reported on its action to strengthen the asylum system in coordination with the European Union. This is very important in the context of the sub-region in which you are located because of the mixed flows that we have mentioned many times. And Latvia, I appreciate the impact of large influx of Ukrainian, and we will continue. You mentioned our cooperation, I appreciate that. We will continue to help, and I agree that it is also important to think already about their eventual return to Ukraine, although I agree with you that the circumstances that we have seen prevailing in the last few days are not certainly conducive to an early return. And last but not least, thanks to the special representative. Thanks, Leila, for your intervention on behalf of the Council on Europe, a very valued partners. Thank you for detailing very clearly the actions that the Council of Europe has taken in support of those countries hosting Ukrainian refugees, and especially for highlighting your concerns and at the same time the work that you do to protect women and girls and to combat trafficking. And I am absolutely remiss because I did not mention, of course, the largest refugee hosting country in the world, Turkey, that spoke earlier. I apologize, but I want to say that, of course, there would be a lot of things to say about all the work that you're doing for Syrian and other refugees. And I think this is extremely important. I think that in spite of all the challenges and the long time that has passed, your hospitality to Syrian refugees in particular continues to be quite constructive and positive, especially the access that they have to public services, to education, to health, and also to employment. We, of course, know that you are hosting now also Ukrainian refugees, actually quite a large number, and that you have efficiently dealt with that as well. Your geographical position puts you always in that particular role. You also have a large population of Afghan refugees. Very much agree that we need to keep high on the among our priority attention to the situation in Afghanistan. I've discussed it many times with your government, by the way, and this is not just for Turkey, but for everybody. Given the fragility of the situation in Afghanistan, we continue to advise strongly government to be extremely cautious in returning. Actually, we're advising people not to return Afghans to Afghanistan because of the prevailing situation.